David, your reaction today is 1-0 win here at Windsor Park.
Pleased with 3 points. I understand at times, and the supporters sometimes at times need to understand that we're not going to be 2 and 3 nil up every game. Ballymena come, they've earned the right to come and be in this league. So, you know, you've got to give these teams respect. David Cumin, he had them set up, he had them organised, and they worked their socks off. So it's not going to be 2 and 3 nil every week at half time. We still need the support of the supporters in the second half to help get us over the line. 1-0 is as good as 3-0, and it gets us a 3 points, so I'm absolutely delighted with the effort the players have given me in the first month of the season, considering we've been in from June. But I always want more.
I don't think any goalkeeper in the world would have saved that penalty today, would they?
Fair play to Mitchell. It's people have talked about it at the club, about the issue that we've had with a penalty taker. I don't want to put the curse on him, but the two penalties we've had in the last couple of weeks, he scored them, so long may I continue.
4 wins, 4 clean sheets, perfect start, isn't it?
It's okay. You know, we are a demanding staff. We want to be better. We're fully aware that the teams that we beat have earned the right to be in the division. So, again, we knew it would be difficult today. David was always going to get a response out of the Ballymena team. So, say we knew that would happen, and they did. So it's up to us to find a way to break us down. We weren't at our best, I understand that. The supporters were getting anxious, they were getting edgy. Take him off, change him, I get that. But, you know, rally behind the players, and fortunately we got the goal at a very good time.
We take a break from league campaign. We've 3 upcoming cup ties.
Yep.
Lisburn Distillery, Spartans, Ballyclare. Our focus is on the next one, Distillery on Tuesday.
Certainly is, and again, Distillery, we had somebody watching them today, so we'll have a fair idea of the way they set up and play. And they'll be given the utmost respect. I think they've started the season 2 pretty well, so we might make 2 or 3 changes. Some of the lads have played a lot of games in the European games and the 4 league games, so it'll be good. But one thing I won't do is underestimate Lisburn Distillery and make 10, 11, 12 changes. A, we don't have the squad. And B, that we want to progress. It's a tournament that we didn't win last year. It's a competition that Linfield haven't won since 2008. So I want us in there in the next round.
It's about time we won that, though, isn't it?
You can only win the cup if you keep progressing through the rounds. So it's important that we do our job professionally on Tuesday night. And hopefully the players turn up Monday night. We'll train on Monday night and we'll be prepared to go again Tuesday.
You brought in Lewis Rooney a day or two ago. What do you see in him?
Hopefully goals. You know, you bring in forward, you want them to score goals. He's been brought up in England, so you know, we're hoping that Lewis hits the ground running. He hasn't played any games recently. He's not played any games for us, so he might sort of start in and around some of the Swiss games. There's cup competitions coming up, so there's a good chance for him here. And one thing I did say when we did sign him, we'll be given an opportunity like everybody is, and if they're good enough, it's down to them then.
And lastly, a lot of speculation, a lot of focus, concentration, a lot of talk about Paul Smith lately. Mm-hmm. What's the latest on that?
Obviously, the clubs have agreed, both clubs. Disappointing in a way to see him go, but I'm delighted in the other sense to see the lad to be given the opportunity. Subject to medical, hopefully, of course, that goes through smoothly and he gets the opportunity to go and play there. He came in to the first team when I was struggling as a manager. People were asking questions about me. I sort of thought at the time, well, why not? If you're going to go down, you may as well go down fighting with a young kid who's come through the ranks. And he's proved he's been done and he's been better than that, so he deserves his chance. He's very thankful when you speak to him. He's thankful for the opportunity, the platform that Linfield as a club have given him. You know, I'm sure he'll still be a keen supporter of the club. I wish him well. I wish his family well. And I say he's got all the attributes now. Having spoken to him last night and been speaking to him over the last 2-3 weeks, the hard work starts now for Paul. And if he ever needs any guidance or help, you know, I've been there. I've been on the end of injuries and homesickness. So hopefully he doesn't get that and he goes over and sets the world alight.
And our injury, any update on our injury progress?
Jimmy Colligan's obviously still making progress in playing in and around the Swifts at the minute, but he's not really done too much of a pre-season. Andy Waterworth again's improving day by day, week by week, so say Terry Hayes is an experienced physiotherapist, so once he gives me the nod that Andy's right, what we don't want and what we can't have is Andy coming back when he's not ready and putting himself out for another 10 or 12 weeks.
Well done on today's 1-0 win, and hopefully we're the same in the near future.
Thanks, Andy.
Cheers, David.